research money for Shuby and Conley and massive other projects in Southeast for research and designing and all. So that's wind energy and hydro.
Representative Bill Thomas debriefs the Upperland Canal on decisions made during session. And Steve Vick is staying. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game began conducting its annual creel survey in Southeast communities this week. While the survey is going on, anglers are reminded that they must wait until after returning to port before they fillet or dehead the following kinds of fish: lingcod, non-pelagic or bottom-feeding rockfish, king salmon, and coho salmon. Area management biologist Troy Tidingco says the restrictions do not apply to gutting and gilling.
You can clean your fish, take the guts and the gills out, but you can't fillet them or cut them into other pieces. That would prohibit us from being able to measure the fish or take the head from like tagged king and coho.
The survey runs through September 12th in Juneau, Sitka, Ketchikan, and through August 29th in Petersburg, Wrangell, Elfin Cove, Craig, Klawock, and Yakutat. It starts May 3rd in Craig and Klawock and May 10th in Elfin Cove. In Haines, the survey runs May 10th through June 27th. In Skagway, it's from May 31st to September 5th. Tidingco says ADF&G annually collects information from the fish, including length, weight, and sex. In the case of salmon, many are coded with tags that Fish and Game collects to track harvest distribution.
Most anglers are aware, because we do this from year to year, you know, what the regulation means. But anybody that does have questions, you know, they're sure welcome to call us here at the office.
The Haines Fish and Game office has more information on the annual creel survey at 766-2625. Representative Bill Thomas addressed Haynesboro officials and the general public at this week's Borough Assembly meeting, covering several items from the last legislative session. That included the head tax legislation, cutting the levy from $46 per person to $34.50. Thomas has said in the past the changes would put an end to big legislative appropriations for cruise ship-related capital projects. He said this week that lawmakers urgently wanted to pass legislation to end the cruise ship lawsuit that was costing the state thousands in interest alone each day.
That got the governor and everybody into a panic to pass legislation. Now, I opposed it because the way the formula was written, Haines will get their $5 a port, right, just like we had before. But Ketchikan had a pre-negotiated tax of $7 a port per person, and Juneau had one for $8. They were able to go to get their $8 and $7 plus their $5. So when you total those all up, they took 72%. The cruise ship head tax money before the rest of the communities got a chance to get any share of it. That left at the end of the year, before when you go through seven ports, which they do, you go through seven, it left $2.3 million for capital money, which we were just talking about. It's developed just about all the Port of Haines here. $2.3 million. In order to put some money in there for what we call emerging ports, they took the gaming money and put it into the fund, so they earned up with about $8 million.
The emerging ports concept would distribute money to undeveloped ports, likely outside of Southeast, that have no cruise ship infrastructure already. Regarding the capital budget, Thomas says the area did well with state federal highways monies, which would include some local road work, and did well in money for renewable energy research.
We have $50 million in the renewable energy fund that's included the research money for Shuby and Conley and massive other projects in Southeast for research and designing and all. So that's wind energy and hydro. At the same time, when Conley Lake came up, I have fishing game budget. And we knew that we moved the fishing game budget from the House to the Senate. And the Senate said, we'll make the increases in the budget, so you guys will take care of that. So we came up with about four projects that we agreed on in Southeast, and Conley Lake Research is one of them. Conley Lake Chilkoot Lake Research Fishing Game is one of them.
Borough officials and residents have in the past expressed interest in finding out if head tax money could purchase Picture Point in Haines. Thomas says uses for that money are defined in a way that Haynes would likely be sued if the borough made that purchase in that manner.
I have an attorney on board. His name's Casey Schroeder Hodge. And when this cruise ship head tax came out, she's followed it. And the problem you got with Haynes, since this has come out, you've had maybe three managers. We sent the interpretation of what you can and can't do with that money. She researched the lookout, the picture point. If it was maybe half a mile this way before the buses get off of Front Street and go out to the tank farm or to Chilgu Park, it would be qualified, but it's not. Your port is very well defined right here. And it goes as far, follows the foot passengers off the ships. They come here to the Fort Garden and go north. And they go this way and they go up to Fort Seward. So it's very obvious, and that's how you follow them. And she said you would definitely be sued litigation if you bought picture point with cruise ship related money. It has to be cruise ship related projects.
The Lynn Canal is included in what could be more research on the herring fishery, which is not thriving locally, but is further south.
They put, I think, about $250,000 a year for herring research because the only place they spawn anymore is in Sitka. And for some reason, it's successful. They recorded 85 miles of spawn this year. Typically, they average 55, but they have 85 miles as a record. So we want to see what they're doing right there and move it to Lynn Canal and move it to by Ketchikan. There's three or four places that have depleted. So we put a lot of money into the research, and hopefully the reason for the research and the herring is the Endangered Species Act. It's huge in Anchorage area right now with the beluga and Lynn Canal here with the herring, because there's a good chance of shutting down corridors if they were to happen. And so we were able to get money in there to do that.
Legislation that made it to the governor in the last session included the lands bill that would add 3,100 acres to the Haynesboro if it gets Parnell's signature.
Let me just point out the reason I think we got that one. We got the land period is that when we had the hearings in finance, and I put the amendment there, DNR was there, and they didn't oppose it, but they said we wanted to put these lands into parks, and that was just everybody on finance, the whole committee said, we have enough parks, we can't afford to do what we're doing, let's give it to the Haynesboro. Let them mess with the parks, and you can do your land exchange, whatever you want to do with it. But they said the same thing on the Senate side, and the Senate says, we have enough parks, we can't afford them now either, so let's give it to the borough.
Thomas discussed the legislature's resolution asking voters to increase the number of representatives in the body, citing impending redistricting as a major impetus.
We passed a resolution requesting the people in Alaska to vote on expanding the Alaska State Legislature by 4 House members and 2 Senate. We looked at redistricting. It's obvious that my district will be absorbed into Ketchikan, Petersburg, Wrangell, maybe part into Juneau. Some of us will be left to either go north, but we'll lose a representative in southeast and 1 senator. But every one of the rural legislators will be gone that we have, and I think it was Woody Salmon and myself, Reggie Jewell, and the guy from Bethel. At least us four that we know will be gone in 2 years from now.
Thomas responded to an assembly question about the capital budget, including $2 million for Kluckwan to buy the old Chilcat Cruises dock, saying Haynes could have made the same request. Haynes Dolphins swim coach and borough assemblyman Steve Vick is not leaving Haynes after all.
I feel a stronger member of the community having decided to stay.
Vick has lived in Haynes for 6 years. Earlier this month, he accepted a management position with Campfire USA in Fairbanks and submitted his resignation in Haynes. But he says it never felt right.
Pretty much immediately, it never sat well, at least in my gut and in my heart. My rational mind was like, yeehaw, you know, let's go. This is a great opportunity. And I spent a week talking myself into accepting the fact that I accepted the decision. I went back and forth with it a lot. In the end, you know, you got to listen to your heart. Took my rational mind kicking and screaming with it.
So he turned it down and won't be leaving after all.
In the end, I love this community. I was choosing, I said this in the assembly meeting, I had a choice between community and career, and I chose community. And in the end, that's what I mean when I was in some ways figuring out who I am. I had a choice between those things, and I chose community.
Reporting for KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.